Good. All right. Okay, guys. Welcome to Arc Youth Conversations.
AYC, baby.
We have Hayden Hood. So Hayden's with us. And we're going to be chatting it up. We had a pretty eventful summer. So we're going to talk about what happened in the summer. He was already just chatting with us prior about his ankle. And some
his old man ankle, if you
and
will.
And some injuries he had at the time, which reminds me, you were at Montgomery at one point, right? You were at a different school.
I transferred to Montgomery the end of my freshman year and transferred back to Willis after Thanksgiving my sophomore year.
Why'd you transfer back?
Everything just went downhill. I played my first game at Montgomery, broke my ankle, had to have surgery. My house in Willis flooded with my parents. Hmm. The house I was living in Montgomery burned, which is my aunt and uncle's house. So everything was just going downhill, and then I was missing my friends from Willis, so it was like, and I was missing my family because I was living in Montgomery, so I was only seeing them on Saturdays and Sundays, so it was like, I missed them, so I was like, I'll just come back.
Yeah, because I remember I went down, I was walking with Nadia, we were doing a hustle award thing, which is a shirt we give out different athletic groups, and say we love you and do a leadership talk. And we give out a shirt. In high school, we give out a little scholarship, a little something from the church. And I'm walking down the hallway. I see a dude scoot past me. I'm like, looks familiar. Why is he here? Like here in Montgomery, which is like the hardest school to get into from this end. But I was like, that is Hayden. I was like, what the world? Like, and you were talking to some girl. Per usual. per usual, you were making sure you weren't. You're like, if I'm lonely, I ain't gonna be lonely long. back in the day. All right, so you came on missions trip with us this past summer. Walk us through that experience for you.
Well,
the goods, the bads. Let it be honest.
It all started during Arc Youth weekend or whatever, and with my sister, she wanted me to go, and I was like, okay, like I'll go. And then the weekend before that, my mom got the dates mixed up and was like, you have state for 7-on-7 for football this weekend and AY weekend, so you're going to have to make a choice. And at the time, I was like, I don't want my coach to be mad at me.
Yeah.
And my sister, I talked to my sister about it, and she was like, you can still go to missions trip. So I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to do that so I can attend both. And then didn't go to that. I really didn't want to go to missions trip, but I told my mom I would. So then, like, it was a day before, and I was hanging out with my friends, and I was like, I don't really want to go, but I already told my mom I would. And then the day came to go, and I got to the church, and I actually hugged my mom goodbye, and I was like, I made a little joke. I was like, I guess you're shipping me off to boarding school. Like, just really wasn't feeling it. Didn't want to really be there. I didn't know why I was going. And then once I had a friend, Taylor, walk in. And once I seen him there, I was like, it was like, okay, like, at least I know somebody here. Like, it's not just going to be horrible.
Yeah, because how long had you been going to Arc Youth? Like, how long had you been going before mission trip?
On and off for years.
And off, not consistently, but on and off since about, like, probably middle school. Maybe sixth, seventh grade.
Okay.
So it had been a while, but it was on and off. And I really wasn't coming to learn about God.
Like, yeah, of course.
It was more of have fun, get what you can get out of church, and just to get away from the house. So, yeah, I did that. It was like day one of missions trip. We actually stopped at Whataburger and Panda Express, and I was still like, had my headphones on. I was like, why am I here? And then we got there, and I was like, maybe it's not all that bad, but I still wasn't like doing too much, like just hanging out. And then we had morning devotional the next morning, and I was like, okay, well, I'm already here, so I'm just gonna give it a shot. And that was the first time I had opened and read a Bible ever.
Oh wow.
And so then I was like, I was reading it, but I really didn't understand all of it because I was new to it, but I was understanding as we went on. And then like the more it went on, just the better I got at understanding it, and I liked it more. And then I was like, okay, like maybe this was, maybe my mom wanted me to come, like maybe this was a sign. Maybe I was supposed to be here. And you had reached out to me and I was like, okay, like I'm liking it so far. So then I actually put effort into the missions trip and I was like, I'm gonna make the best out of it. And then we did feet wash like day two or three.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, we did feet wash
day four. Yeah,
dude, we did feet wash day four, and when we did that, it was just like a rough night. Like I had just let everything out. I was feeling God moving through me. Was getting closer with the Lord as the days went on, and then it felt like a good night. Had fun after that. Then went to sleep. Woke up the next day. Then Michael said something about testimonies. And as soon as he mentioned testimonies, I looked at Taylor and I was like, I am 100% not speaking. Like, I knew I wasn't going to speak. And then we got to the testimonies. Everybody spoke. And I just, of course, I was still sitting in my seat. I'm like, when it's over, it'll be over. I'm going to sit here patiently. And then Michael, he didn't put me on the spot, but everybody knew he was talking about me when he wanted me to speak. And I was just like, I don't really know. Like, I'm going to go up there and freeze up. I already had stage fright. Didn't really want to do it, but I knew it was the right thing to do. Went and got some water and then talked to Nate. And he said a Bible verse that stuck with me. I don't remember word for word, but it was basically like, as long as you're with the Lord, like, you won't know the exact words. But the Lord, like, you'll just go up there and you'll have, the Lord will speak for you. Like, just go up there. Maybe you don't know what to say, but the words will come. And I was like, I sat there for like 10 minutes I was like, I don't know, like, maybe. And then finally I was just like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to stop fighting it. And then I went up there, sat on the stage for like 10 minutes and was still nervous. Like, I thought I was fixing to have an anxiety attack. Like, my hands were sweating. I started shaking. I was like, ooh, like, looked at the crowd. I was like, ooh, this is not the place I want to be right now. But then finally just spoke for my testimony, and everybody came on the stage and helped me out, or a good group of friends came and helped me out. And I just felt like relieved after I spoke. And then everybody was telling me how proud they were of me. Then I started going to help other people out because I knew it was hard and everybody was willing to help me out. So then I started helping other people out that wanted to speak but didn't have the right words. Started praying for other people and getting closer with the Lord. And then I was like, I went to sleep, or I actually called my mom that night, and my mom and dad, and I was just like, I don't want to, I was like, I can't keep saying I want for the Lord to forgive me for my sins if I'm not going to change. And then I was like, I just keep committing sins. Like, I told them I had spoke on the testimony and they were like, I'm really proud of you. And I was just like, I don't want to be the person I've been dealing with because of grief and whatnot. And they were like, okay, we respect it. Like, we want to help you get to that person that you want to be. And I was like, okay. And then hung up that night, had the next day, went and helped all the kids. And it was just, after that, it was just relief. Like, I felt like I actually wanted to be there and I knew why I was there. And then I had an actual purpose of being there. And so that week really just like changed me. Like, I texted some of my friends, like, that was back doing old habits, drinking and stuff. And I was just like, that's not who I want to be. So I was like, I'm not going to judge y'all because at one point I was doing it. So I was like, it's not the best thing for you to do. And I'm hoping you want to change too, but I'm not going to judge y'all. But all I ask is like, don't do it around me because I'm already battling temptation. And they actually were really understanding and still haven't done it around me.
Really?
And I was like, thank y'all for that. And everything's just been good since then. I told myself I was going to start going to church and actually listening to the word, start reading the Bible. And since missions trip, I've been to every Sunday and every Wednesday service, which is new for me. I've been I'm not going to say I read every night, but I've been trying to read every night. It's been a little inconsistent. I read last night, but it's been like every other day almost. But I have been praying every day, just trying to get myself closer with the Lord.
Dude. That's strong stuff.
Yeah.
And did you feel pushed in any of that?
At first I felt a little pushed by you, but it was a push that I needed because I wasn't going to do it on my own. So if I wouldn't have had that push, I probably still would have been in the same spot I was in 2 months ago. But I felt like it was a good push after all, but going through the push, it was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do this. Like,
right.
A little rough.
Yeah. I mean, I think in two, for the listener's sake, what happened was is that him, Hayden and his sister Callie kind of came in my heart like in January.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause and you called him out. Like, yeah.
First time
you've ever done that. Ever, yeah. That was the first time I'd ever heard you do that. Yeah.
Ever went, where's Callie? Who wasn't even going to come the night I did it. She had asked through Ethan West, and his mom came to me and he's like, Ethan's got a friend's coming late. Can she still come? I went, yeah, sure. Like, whatever, come. So she came late, not knowing that was her at all. She's sitting like in the crowd. And before I start the message, I'm like, where's Callie at? In front of like 500, 600 people. I'm like, hey, real quick, been praying for your brother. And and then afterwards, I went up to her and I paused in my head and I wasn't trying to embarrass her. I was just trying to do it with my heart. Then I prayed with her and the Lord put some stuff in my heart that we got to, that I got to share. So, but then I'm like, okay, so God's doing something with Callie, I can tell. And, but then there's Hayden. I said, Hayden's been on and off for years now. I'm like, I ain't no fool. Like, I know when people just come and they're hanging out. I'm like, I know it.
Yeah.
And you can't make them want the Lord. You don't make someone want God. You don't make someone want God. You stay faithful. You keep preaching. One day we pray that they'll listen. And so then it was like, all right, I'm going to get into something. I'm going to get into something. And so it was like all the midst of everything we have going on and interns and camp and stuff. I'm like, all right, I'm going to make sure I get into something. So I could get Callie to summer camp, but I couldn't get Hayden to summer camp. So I was like, all right, we will make sure he gets to mission strips. Get to mission strip. You know, I know he's not super comfortable because he's doing the yes sir thing. And I'm like, I get it. Like people think I'm an assistant principal half the time. When I walk up the lunch tables, they think I'm going to tell them everything about their life or be shocked that, you know, their friends cuss. I'm like, what? Your friends? No way. and so, you know, he's like, yes, sir. And I'm like, I remember looking at him. I'm like, all right, this is why I feel in my heart. We're going to see if this is like really the Lord. Like if this is really something. And I went, he don't know. I literally was like, he don't know anybody. I was like, he knows that. I know that. Like, he's been around these students. He don't talk to any of them. And so, you know, I had a few of them like that. I had a few that we had, that you didn't know. And maybe some others where I knew they'd maybe been gone for a few years and they were coming on mission trip. And bro, they showed up that first day and they were like practically sweating. Like, oh gosh, like I'm here. Like, what do I do? And so then it was a matter of prayer. When it came to testimony night. Yeah. I was like, you know what? We're going to go. And I knew you needed to share. It's not necessarily that I even wanted you to. I just felt like in prayer, like you had to, like he needs to. So I kept adapting the testimonies until I felt like you were comfortable to do it. Cause I'm like, he ain't doing it. Fight me. And you could feel the tension in the room of like, I'm not moving. Like we're going to stay here. But it was a sense of like, this is what I have in my heart. This is what he has to work through. This is what we're leading up to. And you know, and we had washed, Nadia and I had washed Hayden's feet. And I remember looking at Nadia and said, we got to wash his feet. It's all I got. I don't know what we're going to pray for. I don't know what. If anything God's doing in his life, let's just go wash his feet. And the Lord met us in that moment. And it was a real, it was so focused and intentional. I had zero idea what was happening in the room. Zero. And it was evident. And as you were talking, I'm like, something's happening. Like something's happening in him and he doesn't know what it is. And he's just trying to figure out literally as he's talking. Hmm. And then we get testimony. It's the same thing. Something's happening. He's trying to figure it out as he's talking. And to watch that process, it was genuine. There were opportunities. There was, hey, you come over here. But the Lord obviously encountered you in that place because you've had one of the more dramatic shifts I've ever seen in a student, of someone that had a very unique, purely their own, no one else was going through that kind of experience at that trip, kind of touch with the Lord. And then consistently to the point to where you knew you weren't looking for it, but it happened. And when it happened, you're like, maybe this is the purpose I have. And maybe this is what I should be looking towards. What has it been like with your parents post all this?
It's actually been, since I've got back from missions trip, it's been great, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I think just me doing that and then me trying to get closer with the Lord, I started to get them to come on to church on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And my sister was always, she's the one that got me to church.
Yeah.
So it was like, she would come, but I mean, now I come more than her, but she's still busy with cheer and stuff. So I get it. But my mom and dad, they've always been like a sports type family. We never really made the time for church. So I was able to get them here on Sundays. And even whenever, like I was here this Sunday, my mom wasn't able to come, but she was watching it online. Hmm. And I would like, I really wouldn't believe her, but I would question her. And I was like, so what did Pastor Allen talk about today? Yeah. And she was like, this Sunday, she was like, it was something about a $50 bill. And I was like, okay, so you were watching.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it really made me happy because they've never been the church type, just like I never was. But yeah. I really, since I've got closer with the Lord, I've wanted them to get closer with the Lord. And overall, it's just made our family more at peace. Mm. With my sister,
yeah,
and just problems in general.
Yeah. What would you tell yourself 4 months ago?
I would not be in this chair. I would,
what would you like tell yourself? You're like, hey, this is what's going to happen. How do you think you would maybe help yourself out a bit? You're like, I'm just going to let you know this is not going to go the way you think.
I don't even know. It was a dramatic change for me. I personally, if I didn't change or eliminate some of the people out of my life, I probably would have never changed. Because even just with this summer before I went to missions trip, I befriend, not, there's no hate in my heart, but befriended a lot of people just because they were doing some stuff that I didn't want to be around. But I can't judge them because I was doing the same things with them. And it's just like, I'm trying to change. If you're not trying to change, then with all due respect, I'm going to like you from a distance.
How did that conversation go? Because I feel like we get kids asked that a lot. They'll talk about changing friends, but they don't really know like how to do it.
I really didn't know how to do it either. But when I was on missions trip, it was like day 4 or 5. We had our hour of phone time. And I actually had just made a group chat with these certain friends. And it was all friends that I was committing sins with and not living by the Lord or the scripture. Mm-hmm. And I had just let them know, like, look, I don't know how they're going to respond, but I'm going to put it all out there. I was like, I'm trying to change for the better. Like, this is not who I want to be. I can't keep asking the Lord to forgive me for my sins if I'm not willing to change.
Yeah.
And I just let them know, like, this is who I want to become. Like, what I was doing was not who I was. I was acting more off emotion and anger. So it was like, I just had to let them know. And I was like, I was at peace with however they responded. Mm. I told them how I felt.
Yeah.
And so they actually, I didn't expect them to be as, like,
as calm as
they were, as understanding as they were, but they were like, that's good. And I've actually got two of my friends that were doing the same thing as me out of my friend group that has had past traumas with family and stuff. Yeah. And I've actually got them to church. Now, one of them is not going here. They're going to Fellowship in Montgomery or FM or whatever.
It's a good church.
And they're just, but I've still, it's not all about where you go. Yeah. I see it as, if you're listening to the Lord, it don't matter where you're at. Yeah. I feel like my home's here, so I'm here. Yeah,
for sure.
But if you like it there, then you're there.
Yeah.
We're all getting the same thing out of it in the end.
Yeah, totally.
All right, last question. And this is really good.
It's a great conversation. All this
is really great. What do you think has changed coming to Ark Youth and to church for you since then? Like, well, how does it feel?
Like, how do you come differently? Yeah.
I really tried to change myself for the better. I stopped cussing, stopped drinking. I can go on and on, but I feel like me personally, it took a lot for me to change, but I had the right amount of people in my life that wanted change, like Michael and Nadia and you, who Zach, which was my neighbor from forever.
Yeah.
But I had the right people in my life. I was just, I would let it go one ear out the other when they talked to me. And I'd put on a front for them, like, okay, I'm going to say what I can say so they'll leave me alone. And then finally, I just was like, I'm just going to stop fighting it. Like, I want to be better. I want my family to be better. I want my problems to go away. So it's like, I'm going to give all my problems to the Lord and let Him change within me.
Yeah.
And that was really the main thing for me, is I just really wanted to be better than who I was. And dealing with my sister, I was like, I would look at it, and I really didn't look at it like this until mission trip. And I would look at it and be like, if she could say one thing to me right now, like, would she be happy with where I'm at? And my answer wasn't yes, so I had to change something.
Yeah. We could go on and on and on. And,
yeah, yeah.
And no kidding. Because I remember we came back, I'll mention this, and I saw your sister. She's like, I've been getting text updates. I've been crying.
Yeah.
She seemed
good
really...
Good tears.
She seemed really moved. Yeah. Like, genuinely moved. And even your friends, when they're not around, they've said things of like, he doesn't seem similar. Even your friends at the trip were like, he's not acting he's different, like he usually does. And what has been encouraging, it's really of the Lord, Hayden, is that it seems like a really calm and gentle flow into your next step, what the Lord has for you. You didn't come in firebranding, just burning people, going like, well, everybody's going to hell now, so I'm coming in hot. It was a very calm transition to what the Lord has done in your life. And it's been a blessing to watch. On a funny note, what's been hilarious is this man turned to God and the women have come out of the woodworks. And look, that'll preach. Follow Jesus and people will follow. But it honestly, Hayden, what God's done in your life is an answer to prayer. Prayer we've had for you. Prayers your sister's had. And honestly, the Lord met you in a way that I think you understood, though.
Yeah.
And we could lament about lost time, but I'm just glad we still have time.
Yeah.
And grateful. This has been good.
It's good.
Glad we got talking.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Ark Youth Conversations. We'll talk next time.
Over and out.